In what many had labelled D-Day for Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, the highly anticipated US congressional appearance began with an apology. In his opening statement, the 33-year-old admitted his company's failure to prevent US-British political research firm Cambridge Analytica from accessing the personal data of 87 million users.
"We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake, and I'm sorry. I started Facebook, I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here."
But some are demanding more than an apology. As the hearing got underway, demonstrators gathered on Capitol Hill, displaying life-size cardboard cutouts of Mark Zuckerberg wearing his signature T-shirt, which read, "Fix Facebook."
"Our members around the world are very clearly saying that sorry is not enough, and Facebook has been addressing this problem, but the real issue is that they're doing it in a way that is too small, too slow, and too secretive."
Inside, the Facebook CEO faced similar criticism. His contrition did little to temper a joint panel of the US Senate's Commerce and Judiciary Committees, who didn't hold back in their hours-long interrogation. Their questions were mostly centred on the harvesting of Facebook user data by Cambridge Analytica, the data mining firm affiliated to Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Last month, a former employee of the company admitted it collected information through an app in order to build profiles on a large portion of the US electorate.
"Do you think that you have an ethical obligation to notify 87 million Facebook users?"
"Senator, when we heard back from Cambridge Analytica that they had told us that they weren't using the data and had deleted it, we considered it a closed case. In retrospect, that was clearly a mistake."
Mr. Zuckerberg, who founded Facebook in his Harvard University dorm room in 2004, is under mounting pressure to prove to critics that he is the right person to continue to lead one of the world's largest and most recognised companies. During the hearing, senators said they weren't sure if they could trust Facebook because it has repeatedly broken its privacy promises.
"After more than a decade of promises to do better, how is today's apology different, and why should we trust Facebook to make the necessary changes to ensure user privacy and give people a clearer picture of your privacy policies?"
"So we have made a lot of mistakes in running the company. I think it's pretty much impossible, I believe, to start a company in your dorm room and then grow it to be at the scale that we're at now without making some mistakes."
Senators pressed Mr. Zuckerberg on why he didn't immediately suspend Cambridge Analytica in 2015, when reports surfaced that the company was helping 2016 Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz's campaign.
"Why didn't Facebook ban Cambridge in 2015?
"So this is clearly one of the questions that I asked our team as soon as I learned about this, is why did we wait until we found out about the reports last month to ban them? It's because as of the time that we learned about their activity in 2015, they weren't an advertiser, they weren't running pages, so we actually had nothing to ban."
After returning from a break, Mr. Zuckerberg sought to clarify his position, telling Congress he had since been informed by his team that Cambridge Analytica did start as an advertiser, so, in theory, they could have been banned in 2015. He went on to say that it was a mistake not to do so. When it came to questions about Russia's Facebook operations, Mr. Zuckerberg took a different tone. He spoke of an ongoing struggle to counter Russian manipulation of the social media platform to influence elections in the US and elsewhere, describing it as an arms race against Russian disinformation.
"The nature of these attacks, though, is that, you know, there are people in Russia whose job it is to try to exploit our systems and other internet systems and other systems as well. So this is an arms race. I mean, they're going to keep on getting better at this, and we need to invest in keeping on getting better at this too."
Facebook's chief acknowledged that his company is cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller, who is heading a US investigation into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Earlier this year, Mr. Mueller charged 13 Russian individuals and 3 Russian companies over a plot to influence the election results through a social media propaganda campaign. Mr. Zuckerberg concedes the social network has failed to do enough to prevent the spread of disinformation during the presidential race.
One of my greatest regrets in running the company is that we were slow in identifying the Russian information operations in 2016. We expected them to do a number of more traditional cyber attacks, which we did identify and notify the campaigns that they were trying to hack into them. but we were slow at identifying the type of new information operations.
But he says Facebook now actively looks for fake accounts, adding the company shut down 470 accounts operated by a Russian organisation. Some have accused Facebook of becoming a monopoly, but the CEO assured Congress that's not the case, and the social media giant does not have exclusive control over its market. But he revealed he is open to some government regulation, expressing support for proposed legislation that would require social media sites to disclose the identities of buyers of online political campaign ads. The hearing continues. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.